From Los Angeles, California, we are talking with Dr. Horowitz, and this is just really exciting. I'm having so much fun. All these questions are popping into my brain. I want to ask him about Dr. Emoto's work, you know, the water crystals and how what you think actually translates into the frozen water crystals and how disharmony in thought equals disharmony in crystal. I want to ask him about this tone and whether anyone's ever experimented with this particular frequency of 528 on water. We'll ask him that right when we get back. We are back talking with Dr. Horowitz. Now, for the past couple hours, we've been going through this notion, this theory of his of 528 about frequencies and how important they are really to not only the building blocks of matter, but how they interact with humans as well. And Len, I posed the question about Dr. Emoto's work. He's done thought experiments where people concentrate on water with a certain word. Has there ever been any testing on the specific this particular frequency and see how it comes out in crystal form?
Well, yes. Actually, Rob, let me also respond to the final caller about the angelic protection. And the fact is that we're all really under angelic protection. Many, many people are experiencing it right now. And as we have this increase movement towards peace on earth, increased resonance and harmony with divinity. In fact, this whole spiritual renaissance is exponentially accelerating now. So that's why I say the Illuminati is unwinding, it's unraveling, because essentially all they've got is their satellites and they've got their media. But that doesn't compare in power with the power of Creator, with the power of the administration of the Creator's destiny for humanity, currently administering literally through angelic direction and fundamentally opening people's hearts in love. That's what our job is, to choose love instead of war.
Makes sense.
So your answer to your question is yes, and we celebrate the work of John Stuart Reed, first of all, because John Stuart Reed has been at this concept of vibrating water, and there's a field of cymatic science, and it's the effect of sound on matter that one witnesses using various substances, and particularly water. John Stuart Reed vibrated water to 528 hertz frequency, not expecting to have anything miraculous happen or significant sound. He was blown out. He wrote me back and he sent me this beautiful color graphic of a perfect 36 stars, a star in a circle with 36 points, 10 degrees each, and he'd never seen such a, what he calls a chymoglyph associated with sound on water. Likewise, Dr. Emoto uses the same tuning fork that you just played for everyone. We've been doing that for years now. Dr. Emoto lectures on 528 and how it's powerful and love. And when Dr. Emoto plays 528 or 528 music, you know, Jonathan Goldman's CD, Holy Harmony, again, people can get that at thehealthyworldstore.com. That was taken by Dr. Emoto. He uses it and he produces with it these most beautiful crystals, and he's published that material, and we've published it also.
Okay, let me ask you, the crystals that are produced from exposing water to 528, are they similar to any other spoken word crystals?
Well, all of the crystals, or actually most of the crystals, are six-sided like snowflakes. And again, 528 is the reason you have six-sided hexagonal shaped crystals. It's the reason you have sacred geometry. It is the reason you have the organic chemistry, carbon 6. Don't forget, 5 plus 2 is 7, plus 8 is 15. So 528 is actually the miracle note, miracle 6, MI6. You've just diagnosed how British Secret Service got its name. But fundamentally, this miracle 6 note is the reason why we have hexagons, the Star of David, Solomon's Seal. It's a sacred amulet for the prevention of infectious diseases and reducing fevers. There's just a massive amount of evidence. And again, I urge people to
So as it goes into the physical form, it manifests itself into this six-sided shape.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that's interesting. Well, let's take some more phone calls. People are lined up to talk to you. Let's go international to Toronto, Canada. Pedro, welcome to Coast AM.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Great,
thank you so much for taking my call, too. Basically, I'm asking if there is a frequency that is anti-528, like a computer fan or your electric generator or cell phone signal, anything of that nature. I'll take the answer off the phone.
Answer, yes. That's what you're listening to in Western World Standard Tuning of A440. You're actually 440. Now, this is Michael Walton's research showed that when you're tuned to A440, your F sharp is exactly in 741, which is this devil's tone, this dissonant frequency that blocks the heart, that suppresses spirituality, that suppresses and blocks the divine human communion and the capacity for us to be restored and sustained by the heart of the Creator. In other words, a radio signal, think of like the Creator's heart as like a radio transmitter. You've got to have a clear channel broadcast. You've got to be to receive it right on the frequency. Otherwise, you're not going to be off. You'll get static. And that's what we're witnessing now. And we realize with this whole thing, yes, indeed.
Great question.
The music we're listening to is dissonant and diseasing.
So it's all around us. Let's go to Boston. Vito, wildcard line. Welcome to Coast to Coast.
Oh, thank you very much. And just thank you so much on so many levels. And, you know, thank you, Jenna. And it's Dr. Horowitz, thank you. I mean, in the light of the Holy Spirit, in Yeshua's name, thank you. We'll start there. I'm a guitar player. Okay, I'm a musician. But recently I've been actually tuning the instrument in F sharp as opposed to G, but with your 444 in the A in your standard EADGBE tuning, you're absolutely right. When you tune the guitar like that, the notes will jump out of the instrument. You're absolutely, anybody listening to this, he's absolutely right about this. No offense about it, but in relationship to like playing the blues, a half step flat to that, A flat, D flat, G flat, B flat, E flat, you know, your standard six string guitar, you're looking at the whole neck resonating as F sharp as opposed to G, which I believe they tuned it up a half step to go with jazz and go with the piano, as you were saying earlier.
So you've been experimenting with these different tunings.
Well, the funny thing, and Dr. Horowitz will believe this, if I told you an angel told me, you'd believe me. So, and
there you go.
We'll leave it there.
That's exactly what most of the musicians are experiencing. There's a special resonance of divinity that's expressing itself through the strings. Literally, it's a you feel it in your body. Again, most musicians love music. They play music to literally have an emotional impact and an uplifting and healing impact on the audience. This is the tuning by which you can have the maximum impact. This is why we have developed i528tunes.com to transpose the world's music created in A440 into 444-528. You can literally upload as a musician. You can create music even in 440 if you want to, because some bands don't like playing because some of the pianos can't retune. So they perform in 440, but you can transpose through i528.
Yeah, so you can take existing music and tweak it a little bit, like this auto-tuning.
Yes. Now, let me tell you the greatest blessing. Because every time you play in 528, because it's a hydrated atmosphere, it's like throwing a pebble into a pond and watching the waves ripple out in a circle to the farthest shore, and it affects the shore. That's what's happening. When we play, you play tonight for millions of people, and that resonance went out, and it touched everyone's hearts, and that facilitates the opening of the spiritual portals to divine love. That's what's going to get us out of this mess. The Illuminati have nothing to do. They can't stand against it. And this is what's happened in Egypt.
I love it. I love
the
sound vibration empowering people. Let's go to West of the Rockies. Deb from Fairfield, California. Welcome.
Hey there, Rob. You have just got to be a long, cool drink of water on a very hot coast-to-coast AM day.
Thanks so much.
We adore you already. And I'm calling because I used to be a musician for a living, and now I find that I have turned back to it in a health sense because I started having some health issues. And I noticed that as a musician, I thought it was just my youth where I wasn't getting ill. But what I noticed is when I put my own, I call it my yodeling, into my, like after I do meditation and prayer in the mornings, if I don't sing in the morning, I notice that my body doesn't feel right. And I just wanted to mention that in case anybody's having ill health, that it might be the sort of thing where their body will naturally find that place that makes them resonate in that beautiful way that, I mean, I feel like I haven't eaten breakfast if I don't feel that resonance in the old bod, like the way I used to when I was 35 and singing for a living. And even with the situation where you're in a nightclub and there's, you know, people having social interaction and, you know, all the glasses clinking and everything, there's still a total release that happens, or at least it used to happen, when people are getting together and there's a band. And I noticed that, you know, you're not always playing with, sometimes it's just the voice and the drums going off of each other. And I remember finding that there must have been something natural in the resonation in those instances because the audiences would go wild.
They just responded to it.
Definitely. I also wanted to mention as far as the vibrational, the pictures of slides of various things resonating to various hertz frequencies, that Freddie Silva had some information on that boggled my mind way 3-4 years ago. That's totally in the Dr. Emoto and what Dr. Horowitz is doing now. Thank you, Dr. Leonard. You're magnificent too.
That's a great point, Deb. But what about that?
Much.
What about that, Dr. Horowitz? This idea of people singing in the morning somehow activates their body?
Well, this is absolutely true, and we recommend people get, for example, that tuning fork, or just if you don't have the, you know, $25 to get it, sing
they
the ah,
sing.
Just the ah sound,
yeah.
Resonate that, and it's a wonderful way to heal. Don't forget the lips are the most powerful healing instruments.
Well, isn't chanting really the oldest form of of sort of meditation and transcendent practices?
Yes. And again, the Aboriginals had it right. They still have it right. They haven't tuned to Western frequencies. Again, in India and China, the music that's being played there with the older musical instruments, they are still engaged with the prime frequencies of creation.
I used to live in Australia, and their music is enchanting, and it touches places in your body you didn't even know you had. Wildcard line, Glenda from Wichita, Kansas. Welcome to Coast to Coast AM.
Hello, thank you, and happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it is Valentine's Day, yeah. Happy Valentine's Day.
I have a feeling just my sheer question will send tear down his spine, the doctor, but it's in all sincerity. Okay, Jesus said he wanted to tell us a lot more, but we couldn't bear it. So he wants us to know more than we do. But at the same time, I have to confess to the fear-based religion to a degree. How do I know when and if we're crossing over into the Gnosticism, the seeking forbidden knowledge type area?
Pray. Pray for discernment. Pray for a sign, because again, who am I to say that you're not right or wrong? You've got to get it on yourself, and you've got to be, you know, directed by yourself, because again, if we're fulfilling the Messiah's direction into self-realization, into love and divine communion, it's not up to me to tell you to do anything. That's what, you know, bothers me about anybody judging anybody else. I don't have, you know, judge ye not lest ye be judged. We're supposed to really accept each other simply as brothers and sisters divine and love each other. That's the principal assignment. Everything else is kind of like in dissonance to the law of just simple compassion, understanding, empathy, desire for communion interpersonal that reflects the love and glory of our great Creator.
That's good advice for almost any conundrum we find ourselves in. International Line, Mary from Windsor, Ontario. Welcome to Coast to Coast AM.
Hi. Hi, Doctor. I was wondering if you knew anything about this very high-frequency noise that they can somehow play through wires, electricity. It's some people can't hear it, but if they blast you with it, it will make your nose bleed, it will make your ears turn red, and I used to think that it was through the smart grid, because where I live we have it, and I've heard that noise come out of phones, the TV, anything basically with a speaker, but it's also in my car. And I was wondering if you knew or were aware of it, or...
It sounds like that technology they use to get rid of pirates and to break up crowds.
I just know that it filters everything. When I was tortured with it, I tried to put blankets all around the walls and slept in the hallway and closed all the doors to the bedrooms.
What does it sound like, Mary? Does it take on a tone or a frequency that you can sort of... relate to anything?
Just like very high sonic noise that you might get from lights or...
Oh, right at the edge of hearing?
Yes. People can't hear it.
I know what you mean.
But like I said, it has turned my ears pure red. It made my friend and I get nosebleeds. And I used to think it was through the smart grid, but I also have it in the car.
What do you think, Doctor?
There's a lot of people who are experiencing that are sensitive. Again, if you think of us as spiritual beings, the more we become spiritually sensitive and having our hearts or chakras open to love and the cosmic reality, really now you've got man-made electromagnetic frequency grid. The cell phones are hideous. They're virtually cancer sticks. The music is, again, aberrant. The electricity coming off of the power lines, whether they're above... inside your house or outside, the fact is that people are sensitive. They're having problems with this. Bruce Tanio is the only researcher that I'm aware of that has a technology that I've used, because I've been zapped on occasions, and it's called the Concerto. It's in the healthyworldstore.com website. It's a bit expensive, but I put it around my bed if I get into situations. I take one with me when I travel sometimes, because when I get to hotels and there's all this electricity around, I don't sleep well, and I like to have my sleep. It protects you about a 6-foot radius around the device, and that it gives you freedom from those types of experiences, those symptoms.
What about a Faraday cage? Wouldn't that also work? It's a
exactly.
Bit extreme.
Rob, I'll tell you, if you can find somebody that produces a lower price technology.
Well, these Faraday cages are really these nets that people can drape over their beds. And they say it works for radio frequencies, but this one might be sort of a combination of things. This high-pitched sound sounds a little more nefarious.
Yeah, well, there's no question that they're beaming variety of things. I mean, Dennis Kucinich had the Star Wars legislation that has not passed, but it virtually outlawed the use of psychotronic warfare. This is kind of psychotronic warfare, and so is the A440 standard tuning. When you read Chapter 4 of the Book of 528, you'll realize that this comes out of military research, acoustic warfare research, that we have standard tuning today.
Oh, I bet a lot of this has been tinkered with in the military industrial complex in these underground bunkers. As I say, they've already used it for breaking up crowd dispersals, non-lethal technology. And there was an incident a year or two ago where this big yacht had this frequency emitter that got rid of these pirates that just made the sound that was so unbearable they had to run away. We'll talk more about this technology and also about the pyramids. I wonder if these sounds, if they can move our bodies, I wonder if they can move mountains and stones. Maybe it's part of an ancient construction technique, and much, much more of your phone calls. You're listening to Coast AM. We are back in the midst of a very interesting discussion that's taking us in all kinds of different directions. And I want to get into some ancient technology. Maybe it was sound-based. People think, oh, they broke their backs. They had slaves to build these great monuments and pyramids, but maybe they just had a tuning fork. I wonder what you think. We're coming right back. You're back on Coast to Coast AM. We're talking with Len Horowitz about this key to the universe, unraveling it one frequency at a time. So, Len, what about my quick question? We got a lot of phone calls. I just wanted to chuck this one in really quick. Do you think that some of these ancient building techniques use vibration to lighten up the stones a little bit?
Absolutely. That's how they did it.
Well, that was easy enough. Yet, where did the knowledge go? I mean, isn't it easy enough to find a tone? I mean, it's not that hard to go through all of them to see if there's some measurable effect on a piece of stone or granite.
Well, they buried the knowledge, and that's, again, the most powerful knowledge in the world is how to basically conduct alchemy, manipulate the elements. It's, again, the elements and the electrons, when you have the numbers of electrons that are all vibrating, and essentially through music, you can literally change the structuring of the atomic particles and basically the numbers of the atomic particles, you can literally conduct alchemy.
So it's not just the frequency. Clearly, it's a pulsed tone, or there's something else. Otherwise, we would have found it even by mistake.
Well, they buried this knowledge. And again, I'm certain, no question, that the Illuminati has held this knowledge.
So what missing piece do you think is there? Is it a pulsing? What other things can you do to tones to achieve an effect that we simply can't find on our own?
I think it is. It's a resonance. I mean, there's people that have been doing it. There are researchers out there that are doing this, that are levitating objects, that are cleaning water, polluted water with frequency vibrations, structurally changing the, you know, molecules. So this is the technology, ultimately, that shall set humanity free from the petrochemical toxicity and the, you know, environmental degradation and even the enslavement that we're experiencing from the industrialists.
Yeah, it's a lost art that we're slowly rediscovering. Let's go to the phones. Try to get in as many phone calls as we can. Wildcard line, DJ from Southern Indiana. Welcome to Coast AM.
Hey, thanks, guys. This has got to be the greatest radio show on the planet.
Thanks.
I got a quick question for your guest, and I'm enjoying the show. Do you happen to know how I could get this 528 frequency in a gemstone? To resonate in that gemstone, and then also, if you do know the answer to that question, what particular type of gemstone would you recommend using?
Well, you could do it in a number of ways. We do it with, for example, oxy silver, with the silver hydrosol, with an argon laser. It's a bit expensive, but you can use crystals, and you can use a greenish-yellow light, like a smaller laser, and send a beam of light, 528 frequency light, through a crystal into the particular stone that you choose. And you can choose any stone, because the crystalline structures of virtually everything, I mean, glass will conduct it and will, to a large extent, hold the resonance energy. Water will hold the resonance energy. That's what homeopathy is all about. So you can get yourself on the open market lasers, and you can ideally get a greenish-yellow laser that's tuned to 528.
I mean, there's so much experimentation that is yet to be done with these frequencies and these different materials. I mean, there's a whole science waiting to be discovered on this.
Yeah, indeed. It's wonderful.
Okay, West of the Rockies, Mark from Henderson, Nevada. Welcome to Coast AM.
Hello, Dr. Horowitz. I just have one quick question, sir. Earlier in the program, you stated that you're a Messianic Jew. Well, I'm just curious, sir. How do you feel about a certain Jewish holy book called the Talmud, which says that Christ is burning in hell in a cauldron of bubbling excrement?
Yeah, you know, it's disgusting to me, and frankly, if the Talmud says that, I think it's been manipulated by those, again, at the highest levels of the Illuminati that want to divide Jew from Gentile, Christian from Muslim. I don't go there. You know, again, the 528 love revolution is about love and consciousness and awareness. Enlightenment, if you will, is about love and getting it together instead of creating dissonance, disharmony, war, violence, needless bloodshed. It's our choice.
I don't think we've ever gotten anywhere by looking at every single letter. I think that there has to be some discrimination in all of this. Although, some would argue, let's go to the first-time caller line, Sonny from Morgantown, West Virginia. Welcome.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I was wondering to ask the doctor here if he's ever had any knowledge or any reading with the Nag Hammadi Library in the Book of Marcines.
No.
Because
ignorant.
Go ahead.
I am ignorant of that.
It actually speaks of these vowel sounds you were talking about and about how these sounds shape the soul.
Really?
Yes.
Does
it
give
it? It says that they are spherical shapes, like he was mentioning earlier.
Everything is spherical. Essentially, the circle, again, based on 5-28, is all the sacred geometry, phi, pi. It's all about the harmony, literally, of divinity expressed musically, mathematically.
That text has come up a few times in this program, and there is a lot of wisdom in that for sure. International line, Candy from North Vancouver, welcome.
Thank you so much. Len, just a quick point of reference on the one you gave a Bible to up here. We talked about the Key of David and the Morning Star last time I spoke to you, and I get through every time I try to call when you're on the line.
Yeah, praise you.
You're my favorite of all the guests on Coast. A quick question. I'm curious if you studied the various sacred sounds that are found manifest in nature. For instance, a child looking into a fish tank in wonder, making the sound, ah, you know, ah, you know, those kind of sounds. Those are the sounds of the heart, and I would say it's the response of the heart. They're extremely healing, and I'm wondering, you know, there must be certain sounds in nature that are created.
That's what we're talking about, sister. That's what this is. The Book of 5:28 is an extraordinary revelation, virtually out of the Book of Revelation, for the salvation, the fundamental evolution of humanity into a relationship that is celebrated with divinity. And it's all about sounds. It's about our creative word. The word, the Bible, if that we all in the Christian community agree is the law, again, word is sound. You know, in the old Torah, every single word, every single letter was a number. The Creator's language is math. So the sounds could be either sacred. This is why Jesus said, watch every word that comes out of your mouth. Mm. It either reflects the love in your heart or the evil that dwells therein.
My sixth grade teacher said the same thing.
Mm. And the power of life and death is in the tongue.
Yep. And the lips are the creative instruments.
Well, what she's saying is that there's these universal sounds, too, that regardless of what language you speak, there is this universal language that comes out in these pure moments of children and expressions. And I think there's a real truth to that. Don't you think?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Indeed. Let's go to the wild card line. Robert, Oklahoma City. Welcome to Coast AM.
Hi. Is there a certain type of music, like classical music, I can listen to that has that 5-28? And also, this might seem strange, but I was wondering if you could pray for me.
What do you need to have?
I feel like my energy is just low because I've been bombarded with all these crazy frequencies, and I've been feeling that way for a long time, and I'm...
What's your name?
Sensitive. I'm Robert.
Okay. Robert, yeah, go to i528tunes.com, and
okay.
There's a whole public library there of music that's already been converted and donated to the library by people like yourself. You know, you buy something on iTunes, you buy your favorite music, and then you upload it, and then it's a free service. It's by donation. If you can afford it, make a donation, and then it'll be sent back to you, downloaded in the transposed I-528. Then it becomes healing music.
Very cool.
Yeah, so let's say a prayer for Robert. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. Thank you for everything that you're constantly pouring out on us from this magnificent air that you give us, the life of your breath that we can sustain ourselves, to the water that we drink of your glory. We ask for a special anointing and a blessing on Robert, that he restores his energy, your divinity. May that come into his body by your Holy Spirit of love. We praise you for this blessing, this miraculous manifestation in Robert right now. We demand that all negativity or depression go to a place where no man dwells. In the name of the blessed Messiah, Yeshua, we demand this, and we praise you for manifesting energy in Robert. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Very uplifting. Let's go to the first-time caller line. Catherine, Davenport, Iowa. Welcome to Coast AM.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Horowitz. I have a quick question. My husband is 91, diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And as I'm praying and believing for some time for him, I hear the Lord say, I'll be glorified to his healing. And I wondered if you've encountered anything like this as far as this dreaded disease. And any suggestions? Also, I am a believer in praise music. I produce actual Christian concerts. I have for 15 years in the Quad Cities, and I have seen so many miracles when people gather to praise him and glorify him.
Oh, yeah, people coming together. What do you think, Doctor?
Awesome. Yeah. I recommend, again, I'll refer to Jonathan Goldman's totally awesome CD called Holy Harmony. Put your husband to bed with it with prayer. Pray with him, pray over him, pray for a miracle, and then fill that room as he sleeps, and he'll probably sleep with it. It's beautifully, it'll turn your bedroom into a Holy Spirit-filled cathedral, and it's been known to produce many miracles, so that's what I would try.
East of the Rockies, Michael from Norfolk, Virginia, welcome.
Hi, thank you. Dr. Horowitz, you talked about music being a universal language. You talked about Mass being the language of God. The Catholic Church uses the Gregorian chant. You said that has the 528 frequency. It's the strongest, most unified church in the world. Bankers use the language of Mass. They are the strongest and most unified business group in the world, actually working to bring about the will of God for a unified world, as Jesus himself predicted, that the time of nations rising against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms would have to be cut short, or else no flesh would be saved alive. David Rockefeller understands that. He is promoting the universal language of math and economics to all world leaders in accordance with the Jesus' own prescription and with a prescription in the book of Revelation, which said that the 10 strongest nations or kings or governments in the last days would be the ones that God would put in their heart to accomplish his will in destroying the great city that rules over the kings of the earth.
Wow, you've got a lot going on there. Let's see if we can take the first part of your question.
Well, my... is kind of like standard response is the Creator wants a new world order too. He just doesn't want to have it run by global industrialists that conduct genocide under the guise of public health and national security. So whatever it turns out as we evolve now into 1,000 years of world peace, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, who's going to be where and what's going to happen. All I know is I know that at least half of the people listening right now have had an extraordinary increase in their divine synchronicities and their spiritual sensitivities, that something is happening within us, within our hearts, and that all I personally need to do is have faith and use that technology of prayer to keep myself and those angels of protection around me, and I use that routinely. And I thank everyone out there for praying for myself and my family. And
yeah, you don't have to be a person of faith to incorporate this intentional focusing of your meditation, of your desires, of your expressions. It is a universal conduit open to anybody, regardless if you ever crack the Bible or any sacred text or not.
Yeah, I think faith is fundamental because you don't have a relationship with anybody if you don't have faith.
Yeah.
So I think that faith, coupled with prayer and heartfelt loving intention for miracles.
Intention is the word. Wildcard line. Troy from New Mexico, welcome to Coast AM.
Yes, thank you. Basically, my question was, is how does, I know you mentioned Isaiah and Revelations a couple of times. How exactly does 528 tie into the end times prophecy? I'll take my answer offline.
Yeah, there's terrific evidence from the alphanumerics. I didn't do this. A researcher named Mr. McGough has actually, or McGough, he has done the alphanumeric analysis and come up with 528 as being the key, not just as he says to Revelation, to the Isaiah 22:22, but the key to the whole Bible. That's the key to the house of David. Again, opening doors, spiritual doors that men cannot open or close. And I believe based on just that, that the door to the heart is what's necessary, because we're in fear. We're not in faith. And the mainstream media plays on fear. And 741, the frequency of the F sharp we talked about, stimulates fear. It stimulates the ego center, the rational mind that turns us into faith in the medical deities, in science instead of the creator. And so this is the key. We've got, again, if you read the book of 528, I urge you to do it. You'll come away with the realization that there's, that it's the perfect understanding. I mean, it's totally awesome. There's so many factors that relate to 528 being the only thing that the key to the house of David could be at this time in history.
Let's try to get one more phone call in the Skype line. Bernard from Los Angeles, welcome to Coast to Coast.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, well, you and Lynn?
He's fine. What's your question?
Yes, well, actually, it's two-part. The first one is basically, I'm going to bring you back in the time earlier in the show.
We just had less than a minute.
Okay, real quick. When it comes to breathing, our breathing, everything on Earth breathes. You know, so we live. So I would say that is our actual way of saying the name of God. Okay?
That's right.
Okay.
And the second one is pretty much part of a question. There's a couple of nature animals that actually purr. What is the significance of the rhythm of the 528 with that, like cats and, you know, feline animals?
I don't know. It would have to be measured, but that's an interesting
one.
That's
a great question.
Great question. I'll bet you it's a vibration that's very harmonic or totally consistent with love.
And people always say that the sound of the purring is very therapeutic, right?
Yep. And again, what is it? You're adoring, you're massaging, you're petting these animals, and they love it. So they're expressing their thanks in a frequency vibration resonance that's, you know, obviously a vibration. You can hear it.
Yeah, and you can feel it too. So
yep.
There's more to it than just hearing it. It's going through your body. It's resonating through your body. I encourage everybody to go check out Dr. Horowitz's site. It's love528.com. This has been an amazing show. We've just gone to so many places. Great phone calls. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much to George Norrie. It has been an absolute pleasure hosting again. My name is Rob Simone. I'll see you next time on Coast to Coast AM.